Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. In January, after 30 years with the Patriots, Dante Scarnecchia retired, and the Patriots added a new offensive line coach with Dave DeGuglielmo. Well, OTAs are underway, and we had a chance to sit down with him inside our studios at Gillette Stadium.
It's hard to believe that, you know, it's not even June yet, but football season pretty much is here. What's your impression of just being out on the field with these guys?
Well, Coach asked me the other day in the locker room, he said, you excited about getting on the field? And I just hesitated for a second. I said, you know, Coach, I haven't been on the field in over a year. You know, if there's a guy that's excited, I'm pretty excited about getting out there. And when you're 22, 23 years into coaching football, you've always had a line to drive. You know, it's like the guy that rides in the Iditarod, you know, he's got dogs to mush. You know, he's slapping those dogs and they're running, they're pulling the sled. I've never spent a year like I did this last year where I didn't have a group. And it's great to have a veteran group, an intelligent group, a hardworking group. And that's also a credit to Dante and the program here. They've developed a mentality where it's business.
One, two, three.
What was your impression of this organization from afar? And what is your impression now actually being here?
Well, I've been on the other sideline for a great many losses. It's nice to be on this sideline because you always have a chance to win here. It's a great organization. You have a great head coach. The offensive system is very similar to what I've run at the other places I've coached. So I'm familiar with the system, but nobody runs it quite like they do. But it's nice to be with them as opposed to against them.
What's the most difficult part about making a transition, you know, to a new team with a lot of veteran presence on the offensive line?
Well, I guess after going from the same coach, which they've had for many years, obviously, to a new coach, you have to show them that you understand their system, that you're willing to adapt to the terminology and some of the techniques that they've done in the past, and kind of earn their trust in that, you know, you have some experience in the league. I've been in the league longer than any of them have played, just not with them. So I bring kind of a, I've been around, but I haven't been with them type of feeling in the room. And sometimes it's refreshing to have just a different voice saying the same things. And that's really what's going on in our room right now. You know, I wasn't brought in here to reinvent anything. I was brought in here to maintain a system that's already in place. And I think having veteran guys helps that because veteran guys can support the quarterback in the way that he needs the support.
Well, we got to play smart football. We play Patriot football right here, man.
I'm sure I'm not the first to ask you about Dante Scarnecchia, but what will be the most difficult part when it comes to replacing him?
Well, I don't think anybody can replace Dante. I can't really try to replace Dante. Tremendous football coach. I've admired his work, and I've actually called him on occasion about different things and techniques, scheme issues in the off season, at the combine, places where we're at the same place at the same time. We've had real good conversations, and he's been supportive of me since I got in the league. He was one of the few guys, older coaches, older offensive line coaches in our league that embraces younger people or different people in the league. A lot of times when you're in the league that long, guys don't want to take young people into the fold, and he was very open about that. Their first year I was in with the Giants back in 2004, he embraced me. You know, obviously, you got to work to a point. We have a relationship with him, and I've never worked with him, but I have no problem calling him on the telephone and saying, hey, Coach, I need a hand with this, or I have a question with that. To replace a man like that, I don't think you can quite do that. I think I'm going to try to be the best I can be, service the team the best I can, and if I can last a few years, that's great. I don't think anyone will ever match what he's been able to do.
Being able to coach with Coach Belichick now.
Well, I mean, a great football coach. I've worked with people that have worked with him. I've worked with people that have worked for him. And I've always heard the quote-unquote stories about how he analyzes the game, how he sees players, how he sees putting a team together. Well, I'm getting to see that. I'm getting to experience that from the inside. And every day, it's like being in school again. I mean, I'm a 46-year-old teenager. I'm in junior high when it comes to football. I just to be able to hear how he thinks about the draft or about offensive line play or personnel changes, it's amazing. And it is exactly as people explained it, but when you're there and you get to see it and you get to see him work, you appreciate it even more. So this is a great learning experience as much as it is a job. I'm going back to school again, and I'm happy to do it.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.